Author Brad Meltzer's new book is titled Decoded: The 10 Greatest Conspiracies of All Time. Of course, what book on conspiracies would be complete without the murder of President John Kennedy? Here's Meltzer's view.
So when we did the chapter on JFK, everyone knows the story. You know, it's the motherlode of all conspiracy stories, the death of JFK. And everyone knows the Warren Commission. But when you plant the seed of doubt, you have to remember, it's almost impossible to unearth it. And so the Warren Commission looked at the assassination of JFK and basically said there were three shots fired and it was not a conspiracy. A decade later, the House Select Committee looks at the evidence and says, nope, there were four shots fired, and the fourth shot came from a place called the Grassy Knoll. Now, I will just say, you know what, I didn't know this, but you know where the Grassy Knoll, you know where that fourth shot, how we found that out? It was from an audio recording that the Warren Commission didn't have and the House Committee did have. And these two experts came forward and they said, we listened to this audio recording, we say there's a fourth shot. And everyone believes now the Grassy Knoll is a fourth shot. Here's what the American people need to know, is 3 years after that was done, the top forensic audio people in the country were brought together and asked what they thought when they analyzed it, and all of them said, without question, no doubt, those first two experts didn't know what they were doing, they missed it. They totally blew it. But by that point, it's too late. The first seed of doubt is planted, and now that's a forest on the Grassy Knoll. Let me tell you, for one moment, who I think killed Kennedy.
Okay.
Because to me, it's pretty fascinating when you look historically at the full record. In the 1960s, you know who we said killed Kennedy? We said it was the communists. It was the Russians. It was the Cubans. It was our great enemy at the height of the Cold War. And we also thought it was the establishment. We thought it was the rich millionaires in Texas who hated John F. Kennedy. If you look in the 70s, it was a time of Watergate in Vietnam. And who killed Kennedy then? It was the government did it. The CIA killed Kennedy. And if you look in the 80s, at the height of the Godfather movies and Scarface, who killed Kennedy? It was the mob. It was the mafia. So decade after decade, if you want to know who killed JFK, it's whoever America was most afraid of at that time. And to me, that's the real legacy of the JFK assassination. Is JFK's assassination is a giant mirror that we hold up to ourselves. And what I think is the most incredible part is here's the president that took our hopes to our greatest heights, and in his death shows us our greatest fears.
And, you know, even though you go through all that, there aren't any definitive answers here. We're still left making our own decisions.
Oh, thanks to a man named Jack Ruby. Right. I mean, there are right questions to ask and there are wrong questions to ask. And to me, the right question to ask is Jack Ruby, who took away the one person who could tell us what really happened. And when Lee Harvey Oswald was killed, there went all the answers.